risk of a couple of showers during the game time in Auburn, but I think the risk is rather small. Temperatures will be in the 70s. Then some strong to severe storms are possible by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, who was shot and killed over the weekend. Williams' funeral is set for Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum at 11 a.m. His burial will be held at Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church in Lowndesboro. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral Monday morning. Well, the wait continues for confirmation on whether remains found in a wooded area of Macon County belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. This is day three for investigators working the crime scene. At least 100 officers were at the site Tuesday. We've learned that the third man arrested in the case, David Johnson Jr., who was charged with hindering prosecution, allegedly lied to police about his son possibly driving another suspect, Ibrahim Yazid, from Alabama to Florida, where he was later arrested. I'm Julia Brooks. Those are some of the top stories we're following this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 36-8, equal housing lender.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The busiest travel day of Thanksgiving week sees major storms across the nation. Wind and snow is moving across the Great Lakes into New England.
Slow down, slow down. Headlights on, cruise control turned off.
Firefighters have a new fire in California to deal with. The Cave Fire that started on Monday in Los Padres National Forest.
President Trump says that drug cartels based in Mexico will soon be officially labeled terrorists.
The House Judiciary Committee holds their first impeachment hearing on December 4th. That's the panel that would craft articles of impeachment for the full House to consider.
The CDC is now saying it has identified 27 more people who were ill from the recent outbreak of E. coli linked to romaine lettuce from Salinas, California.
88-year-old Leonard Miller of Ohio is called a hero after using a Christmas lawn ornament to save a 10-year-old girl from a pit bull. He hit the dog with the Nutcracker toy soldier until it let her go.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow. I want to see some video of that. I hope somebody's got that on wing somewhere. That will go viral. Beating a dog with a nutcracker. I love that. 272-9228. Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. Our housekeeping issues here. Number one, they are doing the Boston Butt $25 from Sweet Creek Farm Market for Saturday pickup only, but you need to call 280-FARM, 280-FARM. They also have more glazed hams that they just finished up. I think you can get them today, but you have to call 280-FARM to get that order in. And then if you want cakes or pies or things like that for Thanksgiving, head on down right now to Sweet Creek Farm Market. Check them out. Say hello to Karen and Reed Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Joe, we only 52 minutes left.
Yeah.
Morning, Joe.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Morning, Joe. Morning Joe is at it again. Pompeo embraces the Ukraine theory, they say. But no, he doesn't. This was this morning. We had a lot more to this.
During a wide-ranging news conference at the State Department yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared to support the conspiracy theory often pushed by President Trump that Ukraine was behind the hack of the DNC in 2016.
Do you believe that the U.S. and Ukraine should investigate the theory that it was Ukraine and not Russia that hacked the DNC emails in 2016?
Anytime there is information that indicates that any country has messed with American elections, we not only have a right but a duty to make sure we chase that down.
David Ignatius, that's the Secretary of State now promoting a theory.
No, he wasn't.
Darkest corners of the internet not long ago, until it made its way to the White House on the phone call between President Trump and Zelensky. CrowdStrike is the buzzword here. And now the Secretary of State saying, yeah, we ought to look into that as well.
Not only was this a sort of far-right conspiracy theory, it was a far-right conspiracy theory that has been specifically investigated by our intelligence community. And we had news last week that the intelligence community had briefed senior members of the Senate on its conclusion that this conspiracy theory, this idea that it was really Ukraine, that somehow the CrowdStrike investigation that started interest in Russian hacking actually was conducted from Ukraine. That whole bundle of crazy theories was a deliberate Russian deception operation planned by Russian intelligence agencies to deflect blame from them and put it on Ukraine. And what's astonishing is to see Mike Pompeo, not simply current Secretary of State, but former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, who, if anyone, should take seriously that strand of investigation. This is basically a counterintelligence critique of what's being pushed on Capitol Hill. That was extraordinary. We have not heard the last of this question of what the Russian intelligence services were doing to try to confuse and deflect, and the way in which key Republicans, starting with President Trump, seem to have gotten caught up in that, taken the narrative as their own. Now the latest is Pompeo. But again, we'll see whether our intelligence agencies are willing to make clear to the country, to lawmakers, and then to the public what they know.
Okay, within my operation and campaign event operations in Reagan Bush 84, we had developed something called the Truth Squad. So when somebody would give a narrative out there that we didn't think was true, we'd get the Truth Squad to go out and basically debunk it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need a Truth Squad here, they need to pick up the phone and find out, who did you get briefed by, who briefed, who got briefed, what did they say? Because I would start with that to see if that part was true. Because everything they're basing this thing on is that actually happened. I'm not sure that it did actually happen, because I certainly haven't heard about it from anybody other than journalists. I mean, why didn't, Warner from the Senate Intel Committee standing up and saying that?
Right.
And the fact that nobody, no senator is saying that, Democrat particularly, that tells me that's not true. So they need a Truth Squad to get that out there, because this is, you can see what they're doing, guys. They're trying to get that narrative. They know the Ukraine stuff is coming. They're trying to get out in front of it to debunk it and make it sound off. Oh, yeah, that's been investigated. No, it hasn't.
Well, and I was sitting there listening to that, Dan, and I started to get hot under the collar here, blood boiling, because honestly, and I'll try to do this without yelling, it'll be more appropriate.
No cussing. Yes. You're going to have to dump yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to get fired at this point. It's this. If I want to hear about U.S. intelligence, I want to hear it from a director, I want to hear about it from a spokesman directly, or I want to hear about it from the president. I'm so tired of these intelligence officials talking to the press and the press talking to us. It doesn't serve anybody in the public's interest at all, because we don't know what's true or not. Because if you ask questions like, who did the briefing? Well, it's classified. It is the most insane way of getting information out to the public. You don't know what's true and what's not true.
Well, and when I hear a press person say, we understand, that means we got a leak and somebody gave us this information to try to knock down. I'm just telling you, this has got fingerprints written all over it. It's trying to knock down a narrative. If that was true, that somebody got briefed on it, somebody that got briefed on it would be sent. Blumenthal would be running his big fat mouth like crazy. Warner would be running his mouth. But nobody's saying anything. The only people saying something is the press. I'm sick of this crap. I'm going to say something different. Okay, now this next part just kind of proves that Donald Trump is guilty.
Susan, you watched that quote from the Secretary of State, and you can't help but think about Dr. Hill, Fiona Hill's testimony 6 days ago, where she led, not even in question and answer, she led in her opening statement by saying, it was Russia, it was not Ukraine, I study this for a living. You guys don't know what you're talking about. And in fact, by propagating this conspiracy theory about Ukraine, you are doing Russia's bidding. That's the conspiracy theory they hope you pick up on. And here you are talking about it in these hearings.
And it's a really dangerous thing that the secretary is doing by peddling the Ukraine narrative, because it also says we're to our allies, to the people we're negotiating with on a whole host of issues around the world. We will believe nonsense. We will spout it. You can't trust our words. And just once, I wish I'd hear someone from either the elected Republican or someone from this administration say, yes, we are concerned about fighting, investigating people who meddle in investigations, including the president, because we know he did meddle in it. He said so.
Okay. So we understand what's going on here. Go back to the original clip, the first clip, where he's talking about that the Ukraine theory, and we'll stop it right after we hear him hear Pompeo talk.
During a wide-ranging news conference at the State Department yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared to support the conspiracy theory often pushed by President Trump that Ukraine was behind the hack of the DNC in 2016.
Do you believe that the U.S. and Ukraine should investigate the theory that it was Ukraine and not Russia that hacked the DNC emails in 2016?
Anytime there is information that indicates that any country has messed with American elections, we not only have a right, but a duty to make sure we chase that down.
Now, why is that embracing a debunked theory? He's saying that when any country, we're going to go track it down. That's all he's saying.
Yeah.
But see, this is what tells me that what they did is they saw a little glimmer of light in there. They want to shut this thing down. This is what they do. When anybody ever comes up with something, even close to it, they're going to go beat the crap out of them to shut it down.
And they're also bundling together. They'll talk about the CrowdStrike theory, and then they'll bundle together. Folks are more talking about, say, Alexandra Chalupa and the DNC working with the Ukrainian embassy, and they'll treat that theory as the same.
They bifurcate it.
It's ridiculous. It's what they've been doing for 2.5 years.
And I'm shocked that the Republicans haven't figured this out. I mean, if they had a true squad operation there, we would tear that thing up. Now he's going to be talking about Pompeo testifying here.
We also know from the testimony last week that everyone was in the loop. Remember that?
Everybody was in the loop.
Sondland. So Mike Pompeo was on that list of everyone who was in the loop. He was asked yesterday at that same news briefing whether he would be willing to testify.
The president tweeted just a short while ago that he'd encourage you essentially to testify in the impeachment investigation. Is that something you're considering?
When the time is right, all good things happen.
If you're just listening on the radio, he said that with a smirk on his face. David Ignatius, what are the odds that we see a Mike Pompeo, a John Bolton, a Mick Mulvaney, a Rudy Giuliani seated in that chair across from Congress?
So if there is a Senate trial of impeachment charges from the House, then I think we will see them as witnesses. I think it'd be very hard to refuse a request that would come from the Chief Justice, because he will preside over that impeachment trial. And if he requests testimony from Pompeo and all the rest, I think he's likely to get it. Pompeo on the witness stand would make Mark Meadows or Jim Jordan look like pushovers. I mean, I just see that smirk. He'd be a tough witness. He is an ambitious, tough politician. The fascinating thing to think about when you watch Mike Pompeo is this man wants to be president. And he's weighing, what's the best way to do that? Do I jump ship? Do I try to hold on to the Trump base and the coattails of my boss? It's one of the more interesting little sideshows in this whole drama.
Yeah, look, he may want to be president. He may want to be senator from Kansas. But the thing about Pompeo that is so disappointing is here you've got a guy from West Point, first in his class, an upstanding reputation until now, won't even defend the career people in his department against all of these attacks and charges from his own administration, obviously isn't cooperating himself. And he and Bill Barr, I think, are two of the greatest disappointments of people that you thought had some integrity, and then they get in the Trump orbit, and suddenly they're frankly prostituting themselves along with a lot of other people.
And as David said, he was the director of the CIA. He obviously knows better than what he's saying up there.
The first voice that you heard was David Ignatius, who's one of the biggest guys that Brennan and Clapper and Comey used to go leak to. He was the guy. He knew what was going on. He knows what's going on. But he's not saying squat. I almost used a congressman's name there. Schiff. But they're maligning these guys because they know that when they're going to come out and say something, they're trying to make them look as weak and as varnished as possible right now. So to try to protect themselves. This thing has got fingerprints written all over it. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Yeah, these morning Joe people drive me crazy. Don't forget the $25 Boston Bud at Sweet Wave Farm Market. You can get your order in at 280 Farm for a Saturday pickup, but you have to call and order it so they can cook it up for you. You will love it. Or you can get the tailgate special for $79. It's the Boston Bud, plus all the fixings, potato salad, baked beans, tea, buns, the whole shoot and match. So take advantage of it. Give them a call. And cakes and pies. For Thanksgiving, that's the place to be. Let's see here, my friend. What did I do with the other half of the President Trump impeachment thing? Man, I'm slipping here. I didn't mislevel that, did I?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Let's do the impeachment hearings. New York Times says Trump knew about the whistleblower before the release of the information. Before the release of the money.
A new report could challenge one of the president's key defenses against impeachment. According to the New York Times, the president released the Ukraine aid he's accused of withholding for political gain only after he knew the issue was the subject of a whistleblower complaint. At a rally in Florida last night, the president once again slammed the impeachment process. He's been invited to appear at a public hearing next week, but he has not yet responded. Weijia Zhang is traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida. Weijia, what else are we learning?
Two new transcripts were released yesterday from closed-door testimonies, and we learned that there was tension within that department that withheld U.S. military aid to Ukraine. And at that rowdy rally last night right here in Florida, President Trump once again insisted he has done nothing wrong.
They take this perfect call and they want to impeach your president.
Thank you.
At a campaign rally in Florida Tuesday night, President Trump railed against the impeachment inquiry, claiming it was falling flat with voters.
Did you see what's happening in the polls? Everybody said, that's really bull.
But new polls show support for impeachment at 50%. 43% are against. Those numbers, which have remained steady since October, suggest weeks of public hearings did little to change public opinion. That might change next week with a new round of hearings.
Okay, so that came from the New York Times. Lee Zeldin has now since come back with the testimony from this guy saying from OMB, they said two people quit because said that the reason that the person gave is because of other countries not doing their fair share. That didn't get mentioned. And the guy didn't quit because of that. And this is this made up crap. They need a true squad there so bad, it's unbelievable.
You want to hear the latest bull crap that the New York Times
poo-poo?
Yeah, they put out breaking news about an hour ago, the New York Times. Here's the headline. A Justice Department review of the Russia investigation is expected to undercut President Trump's claims that the FBI spied on his campaign. That's the headline. Here's the first paragraph. The Justice Department's Inspector General found no evidence that the FBI attempted to place undercover agents or informants in the Trump campaign in 2016 as agents investigated Russia's election interference operation. People familiar with a draft of the IG's report said.
Okay, so in other words, they did wiretap the people, but they didn't send actual spies in there. And that this is one of those things, took you by half. They're trying to be right by using the term spies versus spying on. So if I listen to your telephone conversation, I'm spying on you, right?
Right, and the FBI is the only institution that spies, right?
Yeah. Take that one to the bank.
Give me a break.
I'm telling you, these guys, they're trying to get out in front of this thing.
Right.
They're trying. We're seeing their hands, boys and girls. Let's continue on with impeachment hearing. Trump invited, and he's distancing himself from Rudy.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler gave the president and his lawyers until Sunday to decide if they will attend the hearing. So far, the White House has refused to cooperate in the inquiry and blocked those in President Trump's inner circle from participating, even though Mr. Trump at one point tweeted he would actually like them to testify. Democrats say the White House froze U.S. military aid to Ukraine to pressure the country to investigate the Bidens.
Last week, Sondland testified that I told him, quote, what do you want from Ukraine? I said, I want nothing. This is a quote. I want no quid pro quo.
President Trump made those remarks to his EU ambassador on September 9th, but a new New York Times report says the president was briefed about the whistleblower's complaint in late August, so he would have already known there were concerns about a quid pro quo. Meanwhile, newly released transcripts from the only official to testify from the office that actually froze the aid revealed two White House officials resigned in part because of concerns about withholding it. In a new interview, President Trump distanced himself from Rudy Giuliani, denying he ever sent his personal attorney to Ukraine to get dirt on the Bidens on his behalf. Giuliani backed that claim, telling CBS News, the president never sent me to Ukraine. However, the EU ambassador Gordon Sondland testified he worked with Giuliani to pressure Ukraine on those investigations because the president directed him to do so. Gail?
All right, Weesha, thank you very much.
Unbelievable.
Sondland doesn't know what he's talking about.
I want to see the call logs, who they call, when that call came in. You know that Ukraine is, Washington, D.C. is 5 hours behind Ukraine. So when they were having lunch, they were calling the president of the United States at 7 o'clock in the morning. Not that he wouldn't be up, but that'd be an unusual thing for an ambassador to do. Hey, I think we'll call the president at 7 o'clock in the morning.
And also, how's this news? Like Rudy Giuliani said months ago when this all started that he went there on his own in order to be a defense lawyer against the Mueller report.
One of the things they're trying to hang their hats on is to say that, of course, Trump knew that he sent him there because he said it in the telephone conversation. Rudy went there before the telephone conversation, not after the telephone conversation.
Like a year before.
These guys, I'm telling you, they are panicked about this thing dropping. And they're going to try to shoot down every piece of this they possibly can. News Talk 93.1, Dan Mora Show, we'll be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Many will be thankful just to get there.
My wife called me up, said we have to change our flight.
A powerful winter storm threatening Thanksgiving travel plans for millions of people.
The storm that whipped through Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska has the upper Midwest in its sights. Some areas could get 9 to 12 inches of snow and powerful winds today. Meanwhile, a bomb cyclone storm is expected to hit California and Oregon with snow and possible power outages there.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A federal judge putting a hold on her order for former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. The judge saying she needs time to consider legal issues raised by the Justice Department.
The White House argues current and former administration officials are immune from compelled testimony. The House Judiciary Committee wants to ask McGahn about possible obstruction of justice claims stemming from the Russia probe.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, frontal system moving into southeast Alabama now, so the chance of showers are shifting into that part of the state. Today's high 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 47. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, a great holiday forecast. Lots of sunshine, high 67, low Thursday night 45. On Black Friday, dry, comfortable, mid-70s. Iron Bowl Saturday. Risk of a couple of showers during the game time in Auburn, but I think the risk is rather small. Temperatures will be in the 70s. Then some strong to severe storms are possible by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's kind of round out some of this stuff so we kind of smooth down the edges here to get you guys ready for Thanksgiving. We're going to be doing the Iron Bowl edition of the Demo Show on Friday. We'll be taking your guess on the Iron Bowl score. We'll be doing that from 12 to 2. Then Joey and I are going to leave a little bit early. We're going to leave at 2, but we're going to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket around 1:30. So I want you guys to listen in. 1:30 on Friday will be this week's gift basket. You're going to want to listen in. If your name's in there, you're going to want to listen in, because if you win, it's going to be a big deal. In the words of Joe Biden, never mind, I wouldn't do that. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
I wanted to tell you thank you for everything that you do, because I will not watch the news Everything that I learn, I listen to you.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Lisa.
I can't do all the political stuff. I've never been that deep into it until now. And everything that you say, please let's be very honest, because I believe everything you say, I believe nobody else.
Well, Lisa, that is awfully sweet. Now, Joey, do I try to make sure I'm absolutely accurate in things I say?
Yes, yes.
And if I'm wrong, don't I say I want you guys to correct me?
You do.
Lisa, thank you for the kind words. You're very sweet.
Well, it's the truth. And I just wanted to make sure, because I have never called a radio station before in my life.
Have you? Are you a first-time caller here?
Yes, ever. Ever. I have never called any of them.
Oh, my goodness, Lisa. Your name goes in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that we're doing tomorrow. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
Yes, I love it.
Okay. Do you know what's in that gift basket?
No.
$60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, that would be great.
We're going to do the drawing tomorrow at 1:30, but before...
Friday.
I mean, Friday. Sorry. Okay, carried away. First of all, give me your month and day of birth.
4/12.
4/12. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Lisa.
Uh-oh. I live in Prattville, but I work in Montgomery, so I listen just about every day that I'm coming and going. I even listen to the repeat.
Oh, wow.
I want to learn more, you know.
What?
I want to be smart. I don't watch the news anymore, any of them, period.
Wow. What type of work do you do?
I'm a hairdresser.
You are? I like
yes.
that. I appreciate that. So are you off now, or are you working?
Yeah. I worked this morning, and I finally got up there. I got to start cooking.
There you go. So how many people are coming over for Thanksgiving?
Not too many. It's just a very small family. And of course, you know, the puppy dogs, they're going to be there. So.
Of course. Don't feed them too much. Don't feed them too much turkey now.
No turkey.
So how long have you been listening, Lisa?
I don't know. Years and years. Probably about 3 or 4. Maybe just on and off because I got so tired of the regular radio and all the music. It's like, I cannot stand this music anymore. I said, let me find a radio station.
I listen to
Greg Dale in the morning and you in the afternoons whenever I get a chance. So
I really appreciate that. Does your salon do men or is it women only?
Everything. We do it. If it walks, we do it. We do cuts, men and women, perms, children. We even do the dreaded waxing.
Oh, yeah.
We're over there on Atlanta Highway, where Virginia College used to be.
Yeah.
We're over there in the corner. But been in that building. They've been there for like 18, 19 years. So.
Interesting.
I haven't been that long, but I've been doing hair that long. Longer.
Well, I need a new salon. Do y'all do spa also?
No.
Just
no
one.
Spa.
Oh, rats. Yeah. I need a salon and a spa. Lisa, I really enjoyed talking to you. I'm so glad you called in today. You made my day. You made me smile.
Please keep it up. And thank you.
Listen in tomorrow. We're going to do that drawing. Friday, we're going to do that drawing at 1:30 Friday.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thanks, Lisa. Happy Thanksgiving to you. She's a cheery, chipper person.
Indeed, she is.
I like that.
And I'm glad she called today for the first time ever.
She made me smile. She made us smile. Let's see here. Let's go to Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows is going to be talking about the House Judiciary impeachment in the first hearing and what to expect.
The House Judiciary Committee announcing the next step in the impeachment process as it gets scheduled now, a first hearing next week. In a letter to the President, Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says the hearing will, quote, discuss whether your alleged actions warrant the House's exercising its authority to adopt articles of impeachment. Nadler also invites the President to participate. But what do they expect to uncover with more hearings? GOP Congressman Mark Meadows joins us to weigh in. So, Congressman, we were just talking in the break. You said there's going to be four witnesses, three on the Democratic side, one on the Republican side. What are they going to say?
Well, I mean, what we do know is they're going to try to lay out the case for impeachment, really not talking about factual evidence. It's going to be more like a law class. They'll come in and say that the president's actions warrant impeachment. We're going to hear from three Democrat witnesses, only one Republican witness. And so they're talking about a fair process. I don't see anything that's fair. One of the things that we do know, the Democrats have now issued more subpoenas than they've had bills signed into law. That fact won't change. So, you know, when you start to look at what's happening, you're seeing that they're not really focused about the things the American people care about. We've got a transportation bill. You know how many transportation bills they put forth? Zero. So the next time you hit a pothole, you can say, well, don't worry about it. I got a subpoena from the Democrat.
That was good. Mark Meadows is very good. Is that our Mike D? Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great. How have you been since the last time you called?
Good. I'm glad I cracked you guys up last time I called.
You did. You always do, Mike. Delivery is everything with you.
That's right. Well, you know, FedEx guy, that's what we have to do. We're all about delivery.
There you go.
Before I hop out and deliver this next package, I just wanted to call you guys and tell you happy Thanksgiving. Hope y'all have a wonderful one with your families. And same to all the listeners out there.
Mike, thank you so very, very, very much. So you're about to hit your super-duper busy time of the year. How hard is that on you?
It started about 2 weeks ago.
How hard is that on you?
Actually, we've planned for it this year, so it actually hasn't been that bad. Like, today should have been double what I would normally run, but we split my route in half, so I'm only running half of Tallahassee, and I've actually got four more stops, and I'm done. So,
are you guys, are y'all... You know, one thing my neighborhood watch talked about was the package pirates in the neighborhood. Is that becoming a bigger issue for you guys?
Up here in Tallahassee, it was a couple of years back. Last year wasn't that bad, and I really haven't heard of anybody this year. One of the things they've done with us at FedEx is we have new scanners that have these GPS locators in them, and so they can tell, like, literally when we're standing at someone's front door. So if the customer does call and say, hey, I didn't get my package, well, they pull it up on the computer and they go, well, it was delivered right there to the front door. And that's how we can track if somebody's come along and picked the package up. But like I said, we didn't really have an issue with it last year, and I haven't heard of anybody this year, but, you know, we're early in the season right now.
Well, Mike, I want you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate you listening.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks. News 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Yeah, these package pirates are becoming a problem, particularly if you've... Now, my house is set way back, so somebody's got to want to be getting to my front door to get there. But some of these others, they do these, you know, just drive by, somebody runs out, grabs a package, and gets up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ring phone bell system is doing it. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to call and wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for all that you do every day.
You are so sweet, Barbara. Thank you so much.
No, y'all are just fabulous, and your protege there does a fabulous job in the morning, too. So, as I keep saying, this is my radio station from the time I get up till usually about 7 o'clock.
Well, thank you so much for being a dedicated listener to News Talk Radio.
Thank you. You're the one that does the work. I just get to listen.
There you go. You have a great day. Thank you for the kind words.
Happy Thanksgiving and War Eagle.
Happy Thanksgiving. Roll Tide.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Guys, we're going to be doing the Iron Bowl edition of the Dan Moore Show on Friday, so be ready for your picks. I want to hear your predictions for the score for the Iron Bowl. I think this is going to be a spectacular Iron Bowl.
I agree.
I'm ready. I went and bought a case of Corona yesterday just to make it through the 4 o'clock hour on Saturday. Let's continue on with Mark Meadows here, and Mark is going to be talking about no business getting done in the scam process.
You have that and the USMCA that needs to get done, prescription drugs we thought you agreed on, and you haven't funded the government. That's a little bit of a problem.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, all the things that the American people really are focused on, the things that we were elected for, the things that the Democrats ran on, they haven't really been focused on that at all. They're talking about impeachment. They're talking about bringing in professors, having a history class. Listen, the American people are seeing through it. The polls are moving towards the president's side of the ledger, and ultimately, what this comes down to is the American people are tired of it. You are tired of it. I'm tired of it. But what we understand is, in November of 2016, they elected Donald Trump to be president. They get to go to the polls in a little less than a year. Why are they involved in this sham process?
Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan, how are y'all?
I'm really good. And you today?
I'm doing fine. I just want to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving.
Duke, that's very kind of you.
I love your show. I was going to ask you real quick, did you happen to see Laura Ingraham last night?
I did.
Did you see Mitt Romney on there?
I did not.
They did a... He wasn't on there, but they did a snip of it. And I tell you what, I'm ashamed that I voted for him. But anyway, and then... Hannity had Geraldo on. Did you see that?
I did see that too.
They were talking about Obama, about when he said you didn't build that,
right?
And then Geraldo said something. It was like he said something else, and I said we did build the roads. Who else would have built them? Did you catch that by chance? It was.
I did not. I sometimes have to speed through those kind of interviews because I don't use him very often.
I got you. Well, I just wanted to say hello and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you, Duke. Right. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys for the kind calls. That's very, very nice of you. Continue on with Mark Meadows on the vote and our Dems backing away.
There is a vote for impeachment. You would assume it's going to pass and get over to the Senate side, and then we'll see where that goes. How long do you think this portion of the hearings will last? You got that one day where you'll hear from four, and then what?
Well, they'll probably have another hearing with the actual report that Adam Schiff and his team are right now drafting and putting forth. They're going to give that to the Judiciary Committee the week of December 2nd, and then you'll have another series of hearings and probably an impeachment vote right before Christmas, but really there's not any new evidence. In fact, the new evidence that keeps coming out is actually supportive of the fact that the president made the right call on right. Ukrainian aid.
And lastly, what about censure? Have you heard Democrats say, look, back off, we made our point, and let's move on?
Well, we have started to hear that some. I still think that the vast majority of the Democrats are going down this impeachment rush. But as they start to get back home and listen, they start to see that really the case that was supposed to be the smoking gun was really not that. And the American people are saying, listen, don't remove this president.
News Talk 93.1, final segment of the Dan Moore Show coming up.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Dan Morris Show.
.27 29 228 is where we are. Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for taking the call. Great show. I don't listen to you a whole lot because I don't listen to radios at work, but I'm just trying to wrap my head around all this. You know, a couple of years ago, it was, well, we got him on collusion with the Russians. Oh, what? No collusion? Well, we can impeach him. What? There's no impeach. But let's censure him anyway.
There you go.
I mean, let's just back on down to we can find him for kicking a rock down the street, huh?
Yeah, it's like I would say, what has Trump done wrong today? That is their whole narrative. You get it? And I mean, you can hear it threaded in these reports when they're reporting something that the New York Times says. It's what has Trump done wrong today?
Yeah. He's putting people to work. That's why people like to work.
People want to work.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Dan. Keep it going, buddy.
Thanks, Ralph. I appreciate you. Doug Collins is up to bat next, and Doug Collins is a member of Congress from Georgia, and one of the current Georgia U.S. senators is going to retire early because of health issues that he has. What's his name? Isaac?
Johnny Isaacson, I believe.
Isaacson.
Yeah.
So he's going to be asked about this. I'm going to give you some background information here.
Who appoints the senator replaced Johnny Isaacson, who I've known for many years, Congressman, before I get to this?
That'd be the governor of the state of Georgia. He gets that pick, Sean.
Yeah, I'd like the governor to appoint you, because you have turned into a rock star, a Republican with a backbone, a Republican you went out there and you released transcripts that no other congressman would release. That is the type of leadership we need in the Senate. I would urge the governor to appoint you. I think you do a great job. I hope that happens. Would you take it if offered?
Yes, Sean, we would. We believe we could offer great for the Georgia, but also be there for this president and continue to fight back what this, you know, Democratic farce show has been all year. We believe we're well suited for that, and I appreciate your endorsement there.
You have been a rising star. There's been a few voices that have emerged in this madness. You're definitely one of them, and I applaud your courage.
Okay, before I get to Bud here, Kemp, the governor, was at the White House this week, and they got into kind of a heated discussion because Trump wanted to have Collins. And Kemp is now leaning towards, first time I've heard the name, a lady named Loeffler, who is a business owner. And so they kind of had this kind of, you know, she's not strong enough. She doesn't know the system well enough. And you think about it. Doug Collins has been a spear carrier for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be a powerful voice. Now, they don't want to move him too fast because they actually need him where he is right now for a little while. But that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. I think Collins would be an excellent choice. But Kemp may, you know, it's the governor's choice, not the president's choice.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard.
Good morning, Jim. Actually, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Where are you?
Well, I'm in Montgomery. Well, actually, I take that back. I'm halfway between Wetumpka and Atlantic. Running out here, got to buy me a new tractor. A couple months ago, I rode mine and ended up damaging the engine, and thank God I didn't get killed under it. But was able to find a tractor, so I'm home, be taken out again come Sunday on my way up to Milwaukee. But I want to just call up and say, both you gentlemen, to you and your families, thank you for your hard work. I hope y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving. Be safe out there, and also the listeners.
Well, thank you, Bud, for those kind words, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And when you're out on the road, I want you to drive really, really safely.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, Bud. Appreciate your friendship.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 272-9228. We're about to be out of here, but let's try to squeeze in Doug Collins talking about the Judiciary Committee and the Schiff show.
Talk more about what we just heard here. I've never seen a president go through this. The Democrats have done nothing for the American people in 3 years except hate this president. Where does this go, in your opinion?
Well, it's now time for Jerry Nadler to make chicken salad out of the Schiff show. We'll see how that works. I don't think it's going to happen, because what they'd have to do is take presumption. They would have to take hearsay. They would have to take nothing of quid pro quo, nothing that this president did wrong, and make it into some viable articles of impeachment to show the American people that he's done something wrong. But you know how I know they don't really have anything? Because his first hearing next week, is Sean, is they're going to bring academics in to tell us what an impeachable offense is. I'll tell you what an impeachable offense is not. It's everything we've seen from Adam Schiff and the Democrats for the past year, as they've attacked a very successful president who is simply doing the best job he can for America. And that's what we're going to start next week. Get ready. I've said this before, Judiciary Show, the lights are going to come on. Get the popcorn ready, because it's now time to actually get down to business to show what this Schiff show has actually looked like in person.
Doug Collins, I like him a lot. By the way, is there anybody that knows a breeder or someone who handles Labradoodles or Golden Doodles? I've been trying to find one. I can't seem to find the right one. I would love to have somebody that's an audience member or is a listener to the show and has a connection. Let's go to Diane. Diane, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, good afternoon. How are y'all doing?
We are great now. How are you?
I'm fine. I really enjoy listening to your show. I've been listening for about 2 years since my husband retired, and he keeps it on in the car constantly, and it's on in the house right now. As soon as his soap opera goes off, he turns y'all on before 1 o'clock.
What soap opera does he watch?
He watches Bold and the Beautiful. Since he's retired, he's just really gotten it.
Wow, I've never heard of that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, my dear.
Well, I wanted to get in on the Sweet Creek. I've been there twice and never disappointed.
Give me your month and day of birth, my dear.
10-2.
We've got it. We're going to do the drawing early tomorrow. You're a first-time caller?
Yes.
Wow. How long have you been listening?
I've been listening for 2 years since my husband retired, but he's been listening for about 10 years.
That is outstanding. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow at 1:30, okay? Not our normal 2:30 time, 1:30 tomorrow, because we're going to do part of the show is going to be replay. So listen in, Diane. We're going to do that drawing then, okay?
And my name will go in twice.
There, you're right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Can we get the last one? Or not enough time?
Not really enough time, but she has information about a breeder. I'll get it off air.
Okay, get off air. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Friday at 12 o'clock. I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Give thanks to Almighty God for all the blessings He has given us. Greg Bedell the Great, he's next. Adios. Who is he?
Yes.